There's some dark clouds in the friendly skies. I'm Tom Schein, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, we spend some time with the people who keep Wichita's buses clean and the riders safe.
Keeps people moving and keeps people separated, which is what we want to do, but still make sure they can get to work.
But first, another week, another story about the pandemic laying siege to an industry. This one, though, carries particular weight in the Wichita economy, air travel. If people aren't flying, and they're not right now, airlines aren't buying planes, including the ones we help make in Wichita. Dean Headley is a professor emeritus of marketing at Wichita State and an expert on the airline industry. He watched the industry buckle and then rebound after 9/11. He says this comeback will be tougher.
This recovery will take certainly a lot longer than the 9/11 recovery. It took about 2 years for that to get back to, if you want to call it normal, back to pre-9/11 areas and levels. And the airlines were cautious about that, and they're being overly cautious now for good reason, and I think they will continue to be cautious about that. This changes everything in the way we fly. The big change we saw after 9/11 was TSA and screening and being overly cautious about who we let on an airplane. How do we do that after the coronavirus? I don't know that we've really figured that one out yet. And so that's going to add additional time, if months, certainly if not maybe years, before this gets back to normal.
Talk about some of the money here that airlines are losing. United Airlines says it's losing about $100 million a day. Delta is about $60 million a day. Congress has set aside about $50 billion in aid for passenger airlines. Is that going to be enough, or are we going to see some airlines go under?
I don't think $50 billion is going to come close to being enough for that. And it's possible that airlines could go under, but we don't have that many to go under, quite frankly. I don't know how much more consolidation or bankruptcy or going out of existence of airlines that this country can stand or that the flying public will tolerate.
People flying, of course, is critical to plane makers like Boeing and Airbus, which means it's also critical to the Wichita economy. Does the slow buildup of airline travel also going to mean a slow buildup for the Wichita economy going forward?
Well, certainly airlines have a full cadre of airplanes that they've parked, and it really depends on how quickly the airline feels comfortable in going ahead with those plans from after surviving a financial disaster, and on the other side of the ledger, how quickly the production facility can bring its people back together and start producing a plane. So when everybody says go again, it's going to be 2 or 3 months before we can even hope to see some semblance of, well, that's kind of what it was before.
You can read more of my interview with Dean Headley at KMUW.org. Now, let's move from airplanes to buses. Yes, Wichita buses are still running, taking riders to and from essential jobs. And the man responsible for keeping those buses germ-free during the pandemic is Mark Smith. He's the purchasing guy for all things Wichita Transit. Beth Goulet watches him at work in this month's En Route.
Although our conversation is on a bus, we are not in motion. The bus is parked in the transit garage, and I met with Smith just prior to the stay-at-home order, and he walked me through the sanitation process. It starts with a quick wipe down.
The material that I'm using is all on the EPA certification list. This stuff mixes 4 ounces to a gallon of water, and you can use it for a wipe and for a spray. So normally what we do is we go in, and we want to make sure that all we're leaving is just enough so that it dries within about 10 to 15 minutes.
Smith cleans his way down one side of the bus, turns around, and cleans his way up the other side, wiping any surface a rider might touch.
So usually it's pretty much easier just to wipe the entire surface. Then the last thing we do as we head out, wipe those last surfaces down, and then I have a pump sprayer that is set to a fine mist. And what we want to do there is the seats and the hard surfaces on the floors, anywhere that we didn't get with a towel, we go in and we fine mist from the back of the bus all the way out to the front.
At this point, Smith becomes a bit muffled as he dons a mask to avoid breathing in the mist.
It's not dangerous, but it can get kind of iffy.
Another trip down the aisle, spraying every surface.
The seats, the side rails, and then we just back our way out.
During the demonstration, Smith and Transit Director Mike Tan explained to me that the buses are sanitized not only at the end of each day, but also at the end of each route.
There's a crew of 12 people standing over there, and as soon as those buses come in.
We also have extra buses. Yep. So we have the ability to cycle buses in and cycle buses out. So we actually have more buses now staged down at the transit center so that they're available just off of the line. So when a bus comes in, we can swing the people over onto the clean bus and then clean that one and move it back. So we're constantly circulating the clean buses through the system during the day.
Tan says they're not to the point where they're blocking off seats, but they are putting extra buses into service should one reach the new measure of capacity, about 10 riders. The buses already featured hand sanitizer units, and Smith keeps a close eye on them, ready to replenish the product for another 3,000 uses. And any time a driver wants to request a cleaned bus, there's one at the ready.
Hopefully we're providing a level of comfort for our passengers. Our drivers are very, very attentive to what's going on. What we've done down at the transit center keeps people moving and keeps people separated, which is what we want to do, but still make sure they can get to work.
Beth Goulet goes en route with riders across Wichita. Listen for a new conversation each month. And one last thing. Since the coronavirus has entered our world, I've held Google Hangouts with my colleagues and Zoom video conferences with my family. I've attended virtual cocktail parties, live-streamed an Easter church service, and watched a concert on Facebook while I ate dinner in my kitchen. I've learned two things during this technological crash course. Work meetings can be just as ponderous online, and no technology will ever replace the value and significance of a personal connection. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Stephen Basaha, Nadia Foe, and Luann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.